Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 90. Today, Allison says, I really enjoy the podcast, and I'm sad when it's not there to get me through the morning, so thank you. Well, thank you. I'm privileged to be a part of your morning, and I love doing it. So thank you for sending in the following question, because the questions are what keep this thing fed. My question is this. I really get struggling with writing jacket copy for my new book, and frankly, the copy for my last book was no great shakes either. I've read Libby Hawker's book on the subject, and Dean Wesley Smith's as well, and I still stink at it. Do you write your own jacket copy? And if so, do you have some advice for those of us who really, really suck at it? Well, Allison, yes, I do. First, Libby Hawker and Dean Wesley Smith both have great books on the subject. Some other pieces of advice. First of all, start watching movie trailers. Really good movie trailers. Anything particularly narrated by Don LaFontaine back when he was alive. He was the trailer voice guy. In a world where Don LaFontaine does movie trailers, even the most boring movie has an exciting trailer. That guy. You can find gobs and gobs of him on YouTube. I think he died in like 2005 or 2007. So almost anything before that will be his trailer voice. He was fantastic, and he would always rewrite his own copy. People would send him copy, and he would sit down and go, well, this sucks. I'll just do my own. And he would just wing it. He was really, really good. Listen to the way that he describes things. He always tells the story. He doesn't tell the plot. That's mistake number one that authors always make. We fundamentally mistake what the story is in our own books frequently. And the earlier in your career you are, the worse this is. I am no exception to this rule either. Over the years, the copy on my books has evolved in a much, much better direction. And it's done that through a lot of revisions and attempts and go-rounds and mistakes. Now, the reason you don't want to focus on the plot is directly tied to the second thing you want to do. It's the purpose of your jacket copy is to entice people to look inside. If you tell them the plot, they're going to have very little reason to pick up the book. There was a Brian De Palma film years and years ago called Snake Eyes, and it was a pretty good film, too. But literally, the film failed at the box office because the trailer gave away the plot. Nobody wanted to go see it, because after seeing the trailer, you pretty much had an idea of what the film was going to be, and you didn't really need to spend 2 hours of your life to know what happened. If you want to see a trailer done bad, look for the trailer for the Brian De Palma film Snake Eyes. It stars Nicolas Cage, and it's actually a good film, so if you want to watch the film before the trailer. You'll see exactly what not to do. Now, for exactly what to do, we'll stick to the same genre of film. Look for the trailer for The Usual Suspects. The trailer for The Usual Suspects gives nothing away. By the time you're at the end of that trailer, you almost don't quite know what the film's about, but you know you have to go see it. It is so engaging, and it hooks you deep and draws you in. It's brilliantly done. And it does that by telling you about the story and why you want the story, not by telling you the plot. So that's a big one. Now, an exercise that you can do to get your back cover copy down to size is to do exercises on word limits. Start writing a 1,000-word summary. Or a 1,000-word pitch for your book, which is actually a better way to go about it. Then, take that same pitch and go back and try to do it in 500 words. And then try to do it in 300. Once you get down to 300 words, you'll have something fairly concise, and you will have had to cut out most of the boring stuff. Then, take that 300 words and workshop it using active voice only, and trying to end the pitch with a question and it doesn't need to be an explicit question with a question mark. It can be an implied question. It can be a leading statement. Anything that when you're reading that will make someone go, and? Because when you get that, and? That's when they turn the book over and they open it and read the first page. And that's what you want them to do. It takes a lot of practice, this. And you can actually, in addition to getting books on writing back cover copy, you can read up on writing advertising copy, because this is ad copy, and ad copy is a well-established genre. It's a very exacting art form. Patrick E. McLean, the author of How to Succeed in Evil, has a really great blog where he talks about his day job as an ad copywriter, and it's the same blog that he uses for his author stuff. So if you look that up and look back a ways, you'll find a few articles on his writing process. And frankly, I would never write fiction the way he does, because he writes fiction like an ad copywriter. He is a brilliant, brilliant ad copywriter, and the posts he has about his process are very good advice for how to write ad copy. It's a whole different art form, and practicing it on your own stuff is good, but practicing it on other people's stuff will help you learn to hone in on story in a way that you can see a little better. Try writing pitches. So this is another exercise. Try doing that 1,000-word to 500-word to 300-word back call using the active voice only, and write pitches for movies that you love, for books that you love, for things that you haven't written but that you're deeply familiar with. And that will also really help get you in the groove for learning how to distill the story down into a punchy, short, and very enticing format. Those would be the next steps I would recommend. And then if you're still having trouble, look into the ad copy industry and maybe think of taking a course in ad copywriting. They're usually not cheap, but they can be well, well worth it. That's one of those sorts of business investments that has direct payoff at the other end. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow.
NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.